Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hum Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy. Oh, she just gave it to you. That was Madonna. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9. And did you hear that, Ginny? I think I hear siren.
No, it sounds like fire, like rain.
No, it's dogs, black dogs.
I don't want to get bitten, so let's all look away and find a fast way out of this building.
We can't leave. I'm so excited.
Why?
What do you mean, Ads? On the line, we have the artist of the best song ever.
The best song ever?
The best song ever.
You should just release me then.
I want to rock with you.
There's a reason why we need more estrogen on this show, so please welcome to the Hump Day crew, Miss Zoe Badwee.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Zoe.
Oh, nice introduction, guys.
Did you like that?
Thank you very much.
Now, you're very creative.
We have too much spare time. That's what
clearly,
you're trying to say, aren't
clearly.
You? Yes. Now, congratulations on the big success of Release Me. Wow, number one on the ARIA Club charts for 7 weeks.
Yeah, it's a big bit exciting.
You must be excited by that. Did you know when you first recorded it that it was going to be such a hit?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I thought it was catchy.
Yeah.
And so, it was always stuck in my head. But, no, I did. Well, I knew I liked it. But, yeah, it's nice. It's a pleasant surprise that everybody else likes it.
Now, Zoe, you're an artist, writer, actor and model, so clearly you have no time on your hands. So,
a little bit busy. Yeah, but that's good.
This Saturday, you're performing at Pinkalicious at Miss Libertine. How are you feeling about performing to a gay audience?
Yes,
I'm great. Just checking with Home and Away happening at the moment. Just want to check your opinion.
Well, it is very close to real life, Home and Away, so I can see how you would worry.
Now, yesterday you were at Fed Square performing.
Yeah, I did a thing for a fashion brand called Lily. It's a bit silly what they call it. But yeah, they picked about 5 girls who've got things going on at the moment to be in the parade and represent. So it was good fun. Great fun, actually.
So talk about what you've got going on. Release Me is doing rather, rather well. What else have you got lined up? I believe you've got some more singles coming out soon that you've produced with TV Rock Team that includes Grant Smiley.
Sure do. Ooh,
tell us a little bit about those singles.
Okay, well, my next one, I finished it. I'm just waiting for the remixes to come back in, which is so exciting. It's called Don't Want Ya. And it's a little bit nastier, I would say. Nastier than Release Me. It's good. It's got a hard beat in it, and I love it as well. And then I've got another one after that called Dirty Little Secrets, which is a little self-explanatory there, because I think everybody's got a dirty little secret.
Ah, have you got a dirty little secret you're hiding from us, Zoe?
Of course, not me. It's all... It's all about, I'm the girl that everybody tells their problems to, so it makes for some great writing material.
Oh.
And what do you do, do you carry a pen and paper around with you? What do you do to write your songs then, Zoe?
I sure do. I always have all my phone, so you've got the recording bit if you just have a little melody. But, it's usually when I'm lying in bed, I can't sleep because something's going around in my head. So that's begging to be written down. And then I wake up in the morning. Sometimes I wake up and have a look and go, oh, really, Zoe, what was that? Or otherwise I go, not bad, good on you, kid.
So we should be wary of possibly telling you our dirty little secrets because it might end up in a single one day.
Well, I won't be saying names and dates and places, but sometimes I think some of my songs go, what is that one about? Nothing.
Why do I relate to that so well?
Because you're a local girl as well, aren't you, I believe?
I am, Melbourne girl.
Good stuff. And so what's coming up for you in the next week or so?
I am writing and recording because I'm also working towards an album.
Yep.
So I'm writing with a guy called Dennis, which is exciting. He used to be in Disco Montego, and recording more tracks. And then, yes, I've got Pinkalicious Saturday night, which I can't wait for. The girls seem very nice. I've had a little bit of banter back and forth with them. And, yeah, mostly just writing and recording, I'd say, this week.
Now, with your singing career taking off, you're also an actor and a model. Is there time for that anymore, or is it all just sing, sing, sing now?
Yeah, it's mostly singing. I'd squeeze the other bits in whenever there's some time or when something comes up. Because I think you've got to keep your variety going. Spice of life, they say.
Exactly. Now, one little thing I wanted to pull you up before I let you go.
I was reading through
television appearances and Big Brother Series 1. You weren't a contestant on Big Brother, were you?
No way, Jose Carreras. Not that there's anything wrong with that, all Big Brother contestants. A little bit. No, my girl band that I originally started in, Sirens, we sang the theme song to Big Brother.
Okay, that's a good claim, it was fun.
I'll say that. Probably not my finest musical moment, but fun times indeed.
Well, one of your finest musical moments has been released. We're going to listen to that track now. I've got a confession to make, Zoe. I was actually talking to a friend at a club one night, and that song came on, and mid-conversation I just said, sorry, I've got to go dance.
Oh, see? That's love. I love that.
That's how much I love your song, Zoe Badwee. Thank you very much for talking to the Hump Day crew.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Cheers, Zoe. See you, Zoe. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.